But first, Virginia Karstafen is here from Trader Todd's. How are you, Virginia?
I'm great, Steve. How are you?
Thank you. A happy new year to you in advance. You're going to have a big celebration at Trader Todd's. Trader Todd's is a bar restaurant at Belmont in Sheffield. But you do one other thing over there called.
Well, we're best known for our karaoke.
Yes. Yeah.
That's great.
And so I was curious, what are at New Year's the top karaoke songs? And of all the people in Chicago, of every single person in this city, I thought there's only one person who will know the answer than anyone. What?
Well, I did the research. I talked to my karaoke hosts, and we put together a list of some of the most requested songs for New Year's. And they kind of hit every category. So, of course, there are the obvious. U2's New Year's Day.
Well, hold on. Do you have? Is this a top 10 list?
It's a top maybe 7.
Okay, let's start. Okay, that's okay. Let's start at number 7 because you know we want to keep people in suspense, and I know that if we go through it too fast, people will just drive off the road. So let's start.
Yes.
Let's do it slowly. Let's start number like David Letterman. Number
okay.
7 is?
Would be U2's New Year's Day.
U2's yes. New Year's Day. Now, are you going to sing a little for us?
Steve, they only let me do that when we're closing. Because I can get everybody to leave real fast.
Okay, number
6. So I will spare you and your listeners.
That's okay. Number 6.
So this one is for the country fans and the romantics at heart. Sugarland, Maybe Baby New Year's Day.
Maybe Baby New Year's Day.
Yes.
We might hear some of these songs, by the way. Listen for them on New Year's Eve when Chicago has its big celebration. You can watch it on Channel 9 if you don't come downtown to see it yourself. And maybe we did get one hint, and I wonder if this is in Virginia's list. We'll find out that Chicago, my kind of town, Chicago, is Frank Sinatra's classic, will be a part. Now, the producer of the show, we talked to him yesterday. He wouldn't tell us anymore. I got that out of him anyway. So we are now on your list at number 5.
Okay. So that would be Maroon 5's Memories.
Wow.
That's very popular with the karaokeers here. And I played Wrigley last summer?
Yeah, Maroon 5 did.
Yeah, Maroon 5,
so
yeah.
I just learned something, Virginia.
What's that?
People who do karaoke are called karaokeers. I had no idea. Okay.
there's a whole lingo. Yeah.
I didn't know. All right.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Now we're at number 4.
So this one is a great party song. Pink, Raise Your Glass.
Sure. I can see that.
So, yeah. So that's a great New Year's song.
Upbeat. Now, have you heard anyone ever do any of these songs really well?
I have. We have some great singers that come to Trader Todd's. Now, I will tell you that over the years, because I've been doing this for 20-plus years now, it takes somebody really, really good or really, really bad for me to pay attention to the karaoke stage these days. But most of the people fall in between, and most of them are the people that we do karaoke for because they're here to just have fun.
Indeed. All right. A texter said, stop yelling at Virginia.
Oh.
She can hear you. But I'm just so excited about these numbers. So I'll say this in a calm way. Number 3.
Number 3. This one is one that's been requested a lot. The Goo Goo Dolls, Better Days, which I think is a great song for, you know, wanting to express hope for the new year, especially with the last couple of years with COVID and everything. It's, I think, a great choice.
Indeed. And now we are at number what? Number 2.
Number 2.
So I can't help it. I will say number 2.
Yay. Number 2, one of the greatest divas of all time, Whitney Houston's I Want to Dance with Somebody. Doesn't matter who it is, just somebody for New Year's.
Okay, I was surprised by that. It was a great song. Yeah. I'm just surprised that's a New Year's Eve classic.
People want to, you know, it's, again, that party theme. And are you ready for the number one song?
I'm not sure. It's a lot of pressure. All right, we can be ready.
You may be surprised by this one.
Oh.
But this has been one of our most requested songs of the entire year. Last year, although we weren't in person, we were virtual, it was the song we closed out New Year's Eve with, and it's the Bee Gees, Staying Alive.
I don't know what to think about that. I don't know if that's, like, good or if it's, I mean, because there's kind of a double meaning there, isn't it?
It's a little bit of a double meaning, but, you know, I think maybe some dark humor there, but... I think it's a good choice, and it's, you know, it's got a great beat.
So My Kind of Town, Chicago is, and Auld Lang Syne, they're not on your list.
They are not on the list, but they will be sung, I'm sure.
Wow, how controversial is that? You will probably make the news for this, Virginia.
Uh-oh.
I know.
So, who knew karaoke could be controversial?
Well, are you happy about the fact that our mayor has said... that bars and restaurants, and you fall into both categories there, must check for vaccine cards or proof of vaccine beginning January 3rd.
You know, I fall on the side of I think it's a great idea. I wish we had done it sooner. I know it could be a burden for some folks, but for us it's very easy. We have a doorman. They're going to check ID. They're going to check the vaccine card. You know, it's really that simple. And I think everybody's going to feel a lot safer knowing that everybody's doing that now.
In fact, most of the restaurateurs that I've talked to have said the same exact thing. Where are you located so people know?
3216 North Sheffield, just north of Belmont.
All right. Would you do me one favor?
Yes.
Have a happy new year and also never ask me to sing.
Uh-oh, Steve, you're in trouble now.
Thanks, Virginia.